Scan Army. Do you ever get so overwhelmed that you just try to sleep it away, or do you find the problem and work on a solution? I hope you would choose the later. It seems like the government is doing the first though. US Embassy in Afghanistan is needing a rescue mission, and the damn president goes on vacation. Letting the brass decide what to do with the mission is reckless. I fully support the troops, but I would not be surprised if the mighty planners at the Pentagon choose bright pink choppers with BLM flags painted on them to show support and equity. Or maybe if someone has the balls, drop some fucking Moabs on the foreheads of the Taliban and get them out with a show of force. Stop pussyfooting around and be Americans. Why is it that we are being the laughingstock of the world? Why are we bowing down to the Taliban? Don't we remember what happens to us when we let shit slip through our fingers? We have till the end of the month to use airstrikes, might as well make a good show. I don't think building another school or water treatment plant is going to help us over there. We might as well give them something to really hate us for. Bomb all that shit we wasted that money on, and of course bomb all the equipment we left behind. We are not very bright when it comes to logistics. Top brass will say that the Afghan army is 300,000 strong and can handle its own in a battle. Okay, well, if that is true, then why is it that every damn stronghold we had is now in the hands of the Taliban? Why do we need a rescue mission, almost like we had to in Saigon? We shouldn't even be talking to the radical motherfuckers anyway. We have already given them money, power, and now advanced weapons. I tell you, we went wrong when we sent a large force there to battle Ghost when the Special Operations Group and the Northern Alliance had most of the country free of Taliban within 6 months. We got in over our head, and now we retreat hastily, and sooner rather than later we will need an even larger force to fight in another war because of our stupidity. The circle of war, good for business, bad for the rest of us. I think most people understand that if you make one or two mistakes it's okay, but if you keep doing stupid shit, then you're a stupid shit, and maybe this is not even the president's fault. But there lies in truth, he is the commander-in-chief, meaning when it comes to the military what he says goes, no questions should be asked. I really do not care for this president, but I do care for the troops that are going to be needed to fix this fuck up. Not only have we been at war for 20 years, we have trained them to fight like us and use tactics like us. Do you see the problem as I do? It's like this: say you're a welder, you do your welds like a pro, hence you make a great paycheck. The new guy comes to work and your foreman says train him on your station. Okay, simple enough, you teach him the craft of the trade and show him tricks and overall great welds. After some time you come in and new guy has the same equipment that you have and is now making damn good welds and will not say thank you to you. That is pretty much what we did over there. Trained a whole army and built a bunch of shit that not really any one of them appreciate. Drop the mics and stop bickering, put your big boy pants on. Napalm the poppy fields, take out transit centers, place Moabs on the caves and mountains, and decimate anyone who stands in the way, then go the fuck home, enjoy peace for a little while, then do it again when shit pops off again. Good for business and good for moral cause you won't lose, plus it might just might make other countries a bit more nervous to do rather reckless acts. If the world thinks we are bullies and warmongers, then show them that we can, and will. That's just like if you go to prison, find the biggest, baddest, motherfucker and pick a fight. This is no longer a battle for open hearts and minds, but a battle to show the world that we mean business. I will never forget what happened during 9/11, nor will I ever forgive that cowardice, but let's face it, anyone that was involved with that act is by now dead or dying. But let's also face the fact that the ways of the Taliban are terrible to the core and inhuman to say the least. Murder, rape, pillaging, and extortion are all unacceptable this modern age, and those who participate need to be dealt with. We need to control this shit in a decisive manner and take responsibility for our actions, and if that means killing a couple thousand to save a million, so be it. If the world dislikes what we do, fuck 'em, they will be next. And if we get our ass beat, then we will get our asses beat, but at least we tried something, rather than letting these little fucks tell us what we need to do, and begging them not to attack the embassy is ridiculous and fucking stupid. Last time I checked, we were still a superpower and pay most of the bill in NATO, so what would they really do? Take the oil away from us. Oh, never mind, Biden already stopped that, so we shouldn't really give a fuck anyhow. I might be arrogant and a dick, but I will never lose hope in the military. How can we win something when all we are doing is fighting with each other here? Seems as though we need to get our priorities straight. Maybe stop letting the so-called leaders from taking so much damn time off. I would love to get paid $400,000 a year to only work 2 months. How can you take a national crisis serious when every damn one of them is off snorting lines off of stripers and making interns sit there as they jack off in front of them? I don't have any proof of this, but it seems logical, being that every one of them is going back and forth between bills and ideas like toddlers deciding which toy to play with when a friend is over. We don't have time for this, people are dying or are about to die, and I would prefer that they weren't Americans. Act now and use this opportunity to destroy the Taliban once and for all. We can do this, and we should, maybe not force democracy, but wipe the earth clean of the Taliban and it shall enter a state of what the fuck, and will soon equalize. Shock and awe was a saying in 2003, maybe this time it really will be shock and awe. Then again we will puss out and ask China to negotiate a deal because Biden is a worthless waste of sperm, and lost his balls in 93 to an Asian hooker, while shooting heroin with bin Laden in Tora Bora. All hail China. The new and improved China, you can own a car now, hell yeah. So proud to be, something. Sincerely. Kempton Cook.